It's time for...
She's spoken at lunch with two popular hosts of WEI, two popular radio personalities.
The news.
She was spotted during trial at expensive restaurants, dining with lawyers, radio hosts, or social media influencers.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Wiggy sold me a bill of rights.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with five locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
I've made an error.
On WEEI.
We're going to start with those two acts of terror that happened on New Year's Day. And authorities are saying that they don't believe that there was any connection between the two, which is shocking to me.
They just happened at the on the exact same day, virtually the exact same time.
Can't believe the authorities say it.
Let's be honest.
With vehicles that were rented from the same rental agency.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, they have identified the man who blew up the Cybertruck outside of Trump Tower in Vegas as 37-year-old Matthew Livelsberger, a Green Beret. Now, this people are talking about, but saying that they're still not making any connection. He and the man responsible for New Orleans both spent time at the same base.
Yeah, right. Fort Bragg, right?
Yes, yeah. But didn't overlap in time. So that's what they're saying.
Okay.
So it's the 37-year-old. He reached out to his ex-girlfriend, Alicia Arrett, at 9 a.m. on December 29th when he was in Denver, days after he left Colorado Springs, where he lived with his wife because his wife confronted him about cheating. He texted the ex-girlfriend saying, I rented a Tesla Cybertruck. It's the S... H-I.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Can't say it.
Thank you.
Yes. So he was bragging about getting the Cybertruck before he then went and exploded it outside of Trump Tower. And as you look more into it, it is interesting. I mean, I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but Elon Musk saying that the Cybertruck actually contained the fire and had it blow up instead of into the building.
It's unfortunately the ugliest vehicle ever invented by anybody.
It's not even close.
This story, Greg, is just awful. The age of the people, there was a young woman who had just graduated college. There's a guy that works
from
at
New Orleans. Yeah, there was a guy who worked for our company.
He was 25.
It's horrible.
And the thing to me is I always watch it when in Southie at the St. Patrick's Day parade. The entire route of the parade is barricaded by these double massive City of Boston, like backhoes and salt trucks and like the biggest equipment we have. And I remember seeing it being like, wow, that seems a lot for us. But in hindsight, I mean, you're so grateful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's amazing at how little was done.
Yeah. Well, wait till we get to the dumbest of the day coming up in just a little bit.
Because remember,
we will address that.
In New Orleans, they have these things that come up out of the ground.
Yes.
That prevent.
But they weren't working on the roads. And then we'll get to the other ones during the dumbest of the day.
But hasn't it maybe changed the way in which you consider going into big crowds? Like for me, right now, I'm not going into a big crowd.
No.
Like, I don't have any concerts on the horizon. Yeah. I don't have any parades that I'm attending, but it's making me think twice.
No, it don't make me think twice. I just still going to live life. What makes me think is, like, which I don't understand, like, is for people who don't like America for whatever it is, or don't like the politics, or don't like this, like, for people who don't like the way Americans do things, rather than just, like, kill a bunch of innocent people, why not just leave America?
Well,
why not just get out of the country and go someplace else, like, you know, and live there, and then you don't have to deal with the way...
Well, if you're radicalized by ISIS, like the first guy
No, I understand that, but I'm saying, like, if the ISIS can't stand Americans, what the hell are you coming here and killing innocent people for? Mind your business and stay whatever cave you're in.
Well, we can hear from the Las Vegas sheriff a little update there.
You know, it's an interesting thing during these kinds of investigations that if these turn out to be simply similarities, very strange similarities to have. And so we're not prepared to rule in or rule out anything at this point.
All right. Okay. Well, definitely head on a swivel.
Yeah.
There was a shelter in place yesterday around 6:20 p.m. at MIT because a person of interest wanted by Somerville police was seen at Building 37, which houses aeronautics research.
Okay.
An updated message was sent out around 8:30 p.m. saying that the state, city, and MIT police had finished searching the school with no further sightings being confirmed. Now, the police haven't shared the man's name or what he is wanted for. If you're watching on Twitch right now, that is the BOLO for him.
Oh, okay.
Only to call if he is spotted and to not approach him.
BOLO looks much different in my mind.
He looks like a psycho.
Well, I mean,
another person's
never
probably
judge somebody based on their looks.
Nope. Yeah, no. This guy you can judge.
I am criticized frequently for the way in which my hair appears, and I would assume that those who criticize me on Twitch will have something to say about this man's hairdo.
You know what we should do? We should invite Tavai to sit in studio and boo us.
Moving on, LaTroya Grayson has filed a lawsuit because she won a radio contest back in 2006. Now, I don't know if you saw this, Wiggy, but this is you'll strap up for this one.
Mm-hmm.
She and her half sister were flown from Oklahoma to New York because they won a contest to attend a Diddy party.
Oh, oh no. Wow. What?
Yeah.
Were they caller number 69? Or what?
Something like that.
Okay.
Take that.
That is what?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and something bad happened.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So Grayson says that at the party, she was served two pre-made drinks by a waitress. She started feeling sick and then went unconscious, waking up in the hospital with a ripped shirt, missing underwear and shoes, and no recollection.
They needed to have rules on this, the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have extensive rules.
Right.
And you have to play them on the air. Like a 2-minute rules commercial.
Correct.
Which is why Ken just says no to everything.
So she did not seek medical attention or report the incident back then because she was scared of what could happen because Diddy was so famous and powerful.
Is that why she was scared?
No. Wait till you hear who she is suing. She's suing Diddy, of course.
Oh, yeah.
She's suing Bad Boy Entertainment Holdings, which is Combs founded, Atlantic Records, Mike Savas, a promoter for Atlantic at the time.
Uh-huh.
Delta Airlines, because they flew her from...
Yeah, they did.
KK Jams 105.3, the radio station that held the contest.
Yes.
And the Roger Smith Hotel, where she stayed.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Diddy party weekend on KK Jams 95.7. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's suing everybody.
Can she win that, though?
Who the hell
knows? I don't know.
She's like Ezell in Friday when, you know, at the point. You ever see the movie Friday when he falls down?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm suing everybody.
Wiggy knows this.
I want $250,000.
You don't have to win. You just have to settle.
That's it. But he's like, Ezell said,
discovery.
I settle out for a 40 ounce and a Kit Kat. I mean, that's what they're doing.
All right.
I went to a Diddy party, too.
Yes.
I can't remember when it was. It was cloudy, but I'm suing.
A woman in North Carolina mistook
How were they giving it away? Did you have to listen for like a Diddy?
I think it was like they played a Diddy song. You called if you were caller number nine.
What was the wildest?
Like, coming up, be listening for a Diddy double shot.
Oh,
and you know what that means.
Right.
Don't worry, bro. Bring a baby oil. We'll supply the baby oil for you.
Greg, what is the wildest on-air promotion you ever did?
We did a lot of them, but I think it's probably the what would you do for Guns N' Roses tickets? And you had to suggest the most outrageous thing you would do. And the two finalists, one of them said, I could dip for the entire program into a cup, and then they would consume the entire.
Oh, God.
And they did it.
No.
I believe that.
What?
And the other one, I was recovering from, I had just had my gallbladder out.
Right.
And the doctor had given me the stones in the medical container.
Okay. Okay.
And they said they would eat my
stones.
And they did it?
Hello, Clarice. I will eat your gallbladder stones
now.
Yes,
they did.
I'm sorry I asked.
That's disgusting.
Now that's
Come on,
radio.
Courtney. It's Guns N' Roses.
Something. That's when radio was radio.
Right.
Didn't have somebody like Carolyn going, we need to run this by the attorneys.
Yeah.
We did what we wanted to do. Yeah,
people chewing on
what, I mean, there had to have been lots of documents that they had to sign before.
It's like some, generic, waiver.
We're not at fault, blah, blah, blah. Right. You can't sue us, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
Good news so far, though.
Yeah.
glad you're back.
Oh, thank you. With the news. I'm glad to be back.
And we are going to get a rare content replay on Jelani Tavai, who joined us on a Patriots Friday, final time this season.
That puppy has gone viral. It's everywhere now.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
9 o'clock, we'll hear what he said in its entirety and expressed his feelings on fans who were booing last week, and the fact that they ought to know their place, I think, is would be the takeaway quote from that. So, but anyway, we'll get a rare content replay on Jelani Tavai at 9. New feature, the Jackson 5, coming up at 8:45 with Jackson. And here is Courtney right now with what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Celtics pull off a close win in Minnesota, 118-115 the final, without Jaylen Brown or Kristaps Porzingis. Anthony Edwards had a chance to tie it with 3.1 remaining on the clock, but his three hit the rim. Jason Tatum had a hell of a game, 33 points, while Derek White had 26. Elsewhere in the league, reports are that Jimmy Butler has told the Miami Heat he wants a trade. Butler reportedly doesn't have a list of places he wants to go, indicating he would go anywhere but stay in Miami.
Hey, he wants out of there. The NBA's best coach in the NBA. He's like, get me the hell out of this place.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Buckets at first, he was like, I only got 4 places I'm going to.
Yeah.
Now Spoelstra's so bad, he's like, I'll go anywhere. I'll go anywhere.
Curtis is not there.
I'll go to Charlotte.
He's ignoring you. He is ignoring you.
I'm actually reading a story from Mike Reese that just got posted that may be the obit of Jerod Mayo, so I'm trying to get
really?
Through it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The Bruins fell to the Rangers, ending New York's 4-game losing streak. Elias Lindholm had the sole goal for the Bees, while Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 25 saves in the loss. And we have the final team locked in for the college football playoff semifinals. Notre Dame took care of Georgia last night in the postponed Sugar Bowl. 23-10 was the final.
Oh, my dogs, man.
Very sad. Very
my
sad.
My dogs.
Yep. It was a reasonably good game.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of boring.
I don't know.
No, that first bomb down the sideline, right, in the first for Georgia,
uh-huh,
that was almost a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That one was sick.
Well, what did you expect? You have one quarterback who's the backup in Gunnar Stockton. And then the kid Riley Leonard, he's been a great game manager. It was like a defensive game.
Did a great job. Like, they were throwing some run designs in his direction.
That's all he does. They were saying it over and over and over again. They love to run the quarterback. That's Riley Leonard's MO. Kirby, what the hell are you doing? Like, why are you letting this guy pack the box and say, if you're going to beat us Notre Dame, it's going to be throwing the football?
Yeah.
And
Georgia did a good job on them first quarter. I think they only had 7 plays in the entire first quarter.
Right.
But they fell apart after that.
Yeah, it's just like, you know what they're going to do. That's the thing about, like, you know what Notre Dame wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather. And Curtis, you've got to send me where I got to order these bagels from.
I sent it to you.
Oh, okay.
The story, sorry, just a couple quick nuggets, because Mike Reese is connected, maybe more connected than anybody. He notes that entering the season finale, the Patriots have given up 401 points with 45 touchdowns allowed on defense. Last year, 349 and 37, so 50 points and 8 fewer touchdowns allowed. That the red zone is 24th in total defense this year in the red zone after finishing 5th last season. And there is this quote that he uses to finalize the story from Jerod Mayo. Quote, "It hasn't gone the way that any of us wanted it to go." Steve Jobs had a quote where you have winning years and then you have character building years. This has been one of those character building years that I'll always remember. In the context of Jelani Tavai's interview with us, I will say affirmatively, this was not a winning year or a character building year, because in order to build character, you need a mirror. So I don't know how it's going to work out, but it doesn't sound very, very good in Foxborough. It's 31 degrees and the polar vortex is here to stay.
Well, we have news to get back to, but first, Dave from Connecticut thinks we are being too hard on Jelani Tavai, Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai, who was on this show about an hour or so ago, suggesting that fans who were booing last week should know their place.
Sometimes they just got to know their place.
This is Dave. Dave, what's up?
Yeah, I don't, 3 weeks ago, everybody on the show, and I remember specifically listening, I can't wait to Jelani Tabai interview. It's one of our best of the week. And, he was the best thing since sliced bread. Now, all of a sudden, the guy makes one comment, and you're trying to make him into the villain of Boston. I mean, the guy's a good guy, so he made one mistake. He said something he probably shouldn't have. But, I don't even know how you guys get people to come on the show when you're doing that to him. I think the guy, he made a mistake.
Dave, what did we do to him?
What did we do to him?
Well, you make him out to be a villain. Keep on harping on this thing that what he said. Yeah, you are. You got all these fans calling up all mad at him. It's like, he said something he shouldn't have said, but you're making him out to be a villain.
Okay. Dave, what are you talking about? On the field, on that game, when they got their doors blown, 40-7, Jelani Tavai told us he yelled at fans for being angry with him. And then, live on the radio, well after the game was over, he reiterated that belief, and due to nothing other than his desire to say that. What does that have to do with what we did to him?
Well, you keep on harping on the story, and all these fans are getting behind it. Like everybody's mad at the guy. Right?
Dave, listen, Dave, I think you're shooting the messenger. That's fine. I think the fans are upset about it because they support their football team.
I'm not upset about it, and I'm a fan. I don't care. I wouldn't care if you flipped me off if I was in the stand. If I'm booing, big deal. Okay. Who cares?
Well, Dave, you're not upset about it. There are some who are bothered
by it. I mean, the guy's a good guy, and he comes on the show. Do you guys pay these guys to come on the show? Because I mean, it must be hard to get people if this is what happens.
Are you going to recycle that three times, Dave?
Yeah, no, we're really concerned. That's one of the things that we were really concerned about
Do these guys get paid to be on the show?
That's conversation. What's that? It's a conversation where we go back and forth. But go ahead. What?
No, do they get paid to come on the show? Because nobody's volunteering, I don't think, are they?
Yeah,
you're volunteering right now, Dave.
We have a partnership.
It's entertaining to me, Curtis. That's Dave, why I listen to you guys every day, because it's entertaining to me.
Well,
I like your show. I'm not saying I don't like your show. I'm just saying I don't agree with making him a villain because he's a good guy.
Okay.
Can I ask Dave a question?
I appreciate that, yes.
Dave, did you feel like, because I thought that we all did a good job giving him opportunity to kind of retract what he was saying.
The term is walk it back now with the New England Patriots.
Yeah,
yes.
Like we gave him a few different opportunities with follow-ups to say, well, that's not really what I meant, and he kind of dug himself a bit deeper.
No, I think he did. I think he did, but I think at that point he was just real and trying to get himself out of that comment. I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah.
He knew he shouldn't have said it.
He let the frustration of his performance and how he played get the best of him. When you are getting booed and you are playing a certain way, sometimes it hits home and your natural reaction is defense mechanism. Hey, shut up. What do you know? You should just be cheering. You can't do what I'm doing. And I think that's where he allowed.
Yeah, he made a mistake.
He allowed that frustration rather than just saying, you know what? When asked about it, the fans booing. We deserve to get booed. We played poorly. I played poorly.
That was the answer. That's what it should have been. You're right, but you didn't answer correctly.
Now, let me ask. When a guy at the VFW tells you that your wife is cheating on you, do you say, please don't make the guy out to be a villain?
I don't think that really correlates to what we're talking about. I don't understand that.
Well, generally, sometimes the guy might not be the villain.
True.
Villain. It generally might be the woman.
You shouldn't blame the guy.
I don't always blame the guy.
You shouldn't.
I have to say this, Greg. In all my years of listening to this radio station, that reaction is shocking. Dave's a guy that calls it often, seems like a good guy, don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
Jelani Tavai did and said what he said because it was what he wanted to say.
Sometimes they just got to know their place.
It started on the field when he told us that he yelled at a fan, and he reiterated that stance with us without being provoked.
It's symptomatic of the problems with the football team.
Right.
It's not, I'm not saying that Jelani Tavai is a jerk.
No.
A lot of guys on that team, and you've heard it in various forms throughout the season. You've heard guys who can't catch a pass tell you that they have the best hands in the NFL. And how dare you say anything about their pass-catching ability?
Right.
Like, I you know.
And that's what's going to get Mayo fired.
That's what's most shocking about it, is to sit there and think that, number one, if a fan is booing you, which happens every single day in every sporting event in the United States of America, that you're going to go say things to that fan in not so, however he described it, not for radio vernacular. And then later on you're going to say that fans need to know their place and they don't. What else did he say? We're going to hear the whole thing again at 9 o'clock. So, but he said,
"I may have to leave the room."
Essentially, they're not. The fans are not educated enough to be able to comment on.
It's like he's
qualified.
Saying like,
qualified, hey, because not qualified.
Gerard Mayo's qualified.
You know, the definition of fan is somebody who pays to go to a sporting event and be entertained.
Right,
entertain me.
And the other thing, Greg, is everybody on that defense, to a man, has said they love and respect Gerard Mayo. I think I wasn't alone in watching that Chargers game and seeing that they weren't playing at all, that they had quit. So those don't equate. You say he's a great coach and you want him back. You have an opportunity on the field to show that you're growing and going in the right direction, and you do the opposite. Mm-hmm. That was the question. I recognize it's somewhat confrontational, but it's totally based in fact. And it provided him an opportunity to discuss why he believes Mayo should be the coach.
You think he's not qualified to do what Mayo is doing.
You think he said to the fan, "Are you not entertained?"
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what we're there for. Exactly. Entertain us. Win the football game. This is Rob from Narragansett. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good morning.
What's up?
Listen, you know, I just have to laugh at Gerard Mayo and the whole Patriots organization. All right? They gave this guy the coach. He has proven over the past season that he is incompetent and cannot coach a football team, okay? And not only that, Elliot Wolf, Matt Groh, all of these guys in the personnel department, they need to go too as well. In particular, okay, I have seen no improvement throughout the season.
Correct. In fact, they've gone in the other direction. So
I was absolutely
no other place.
I was excited, not really excited, but after the Bills game, I was like, "Oh, okay. You played the Bills tough. Yeah. You were able to contain Josh Allen." And I didn't think they'd necessarily beat the Chargers.
You think the Patriots should do a year-end video like they used to do with Do Your Job, ranking the best losses?
Yeah. That's what's going to get Mayo fired is players, the way they talk to the media. Players complaining about needing coaching changes. Players talking about they're seeing quit out there. Players basically saying, know your role
but
as fans.
But it may not get him fired because isn't that what I am told all the time today's player wants?
No.
A guy who lets them say what they want, do what they want. A guy who entitles them, who never says a negative word, nary a yell is ever uttered out of the mouth of a. Isn't that what I'm told all the time? That's what today's NFL player wants.
Now, who did we interview?
That's why Gerard Mayo was hired.
Right. Who did we interview last year on Fridays?
Tavai.
Johnny Tavai.
Right. Did he ever say those type of things?
No.
Right. Never. It's not about the players. And sometimes I lean on that a little bit and say, I get that
okay,
they've changed.
I like where you're going.
I lean on the players are a little bit different. But it's all set with the person who creates the culture. And I understand Bill has created a culture of over 20 years. And, you know, I get that. But if you allow from day one, and this is where I think Mayo went wrong, if you allow from day one for your culture to be everybody has a voice. We're not all on the same level.
Yeah.
I'm the coach. I'm not your friend. You don't talk to me a certain way. You know? And you all right back there, brother?
Oh, I'm just, you know, still dealing with the remnants of the flu.
Jeez. Still hawking up that COVID?
Curtis, put a mask on.
It's brutal. Oh, no, I'm not contagious.
Oh, okay. Just like with COVID.
So if you allow that where you say after a game, they're soft, and then the next day you go, well, I didn't mean it that
way. I didn't mean it. Sorry I offended you. You're not soft. You're all great.
Right. Or if you say...
Everybody tried their hardest.
Right. If you say, well, once they cross the white lines, and then the next day you go, well, I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah.
Then the players go, well, I can start saying the things that...
Excuses, excuses, right. Excuses.
Yep.
This is Tim from Brockton. Hello, Tim.
Hey, what's going on? Curtis, you're real tough after he hung up. Why didn't you say that to him when he was on the phone?
He did.
Hold on.
What
are you talking about,
Tim? Did you hear the interview, Tim?
What? No, you waited till afterwards. Everybody heard it.
Tim.
Hold on. Let me finish.
No, you can hold on for a second, Tim, and I will express to you, I said to him, and I quote, you talk often with your teammates about a desire for Jerod Mayo to return as head coach of this team. Yet, over the last 3 to 4 weeks, you have quit. The game against the Chargers was an abomination. That is what I said to him to his phone call.
Yeah, but you had a rebuttal after you hung up. Bottom line is, what? The Patriots players can say whatever they want. They're, yeah, they're players at the end of the day.
Right, and the fans, and Tim, and the Tim, and the fans who part with their hard-earned cash to go watch him play can boo when they suck.
Yeah, that's fine. And he has the opinion of his own, and he can say what he wants. And if you the Patriots fans are entitled, and there's a condescending tone, like, oh, you better stay in line. Like, yo, the Patriots players can say whatever they want, whenever they want. You guys are just mad that they're saying something against your opinion. And hold on, Curtis.
Wait. What? No. Tim, put him on mute, please, for a second. We are mad on behalf, because at my core, I am a Patriots fan. Grew up here. When I was a senior in high school, I watched a guy that I get to now call a colleague, Jermaine Wiggins, start the dynasty in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So, as someone, I find it offensive for a football player to yell at a fan who is the most diehard of all diehards standing in that weather against the Chargers down 40-7. I find that to be a totally pathetic move by Jelani Tavai. That's how I feel, and that's why I reacted that
way.
Yeah,
that's fine. And the Patriots players, they can say whatever they want, and that's their opinion.
You said that
you
six times.
You guys can't do nothing about it. You got to take it on the chin, suck it up, and that's it, man. That's
right.
It. They can
say- okay.
I know my place.
Right. Your place.
I love when people ask for more time, and they just reiterate what they said six times before that.
Sometimes they just got to know their place.
Accept mediocrity.
But see,
that's what they want you to do, is to accept mediocrity.
I would say to Tim, I wish that the players at times would just be accountable and say, you know what? He said, take it on the chin. We took an L. We stink. We're trash. We can't do anything. If Jelani comes out there and goes, listen, I'm busting my ass, but I'm playing like crap. I get why fans are booing
me. It's not Curtis who said it. His own teammate said it.
Yeah.
Right.
He said he saw guys give up.
Yeah. And then listen.
He saw guys quit in the fourth quarter. And that's why we're asking the question.
Right. But it was really more about the booze that got him down. And it was kind of like when we talked about him, the effort not being there because they're not tackling. He got upset that week as well. So Jelani just has, I think, emotion when it comes to how hard he probably is working and how it's not paying off on the field.
Empath.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I am an empath. Well, because
you are an empath.
I do. I think Jelani Tavai has been great with us, and it does, like, you know, now we'll talk about it forever. He won't have another chance to talk about it for a bit. So obviously fans are going to get upset. I'm not like Tim saying that we're all offended because he said that, take it on the chin. I'm taking it on the chin. I don't care. Jelani Tavai can say whatever he wants. He's earned that. But at the same time, I'm just more shocked that he said it with a microphone on.
Mm-hmm. And continued to say it.
Yeah.
Because that's
they're not qualified to do what Mayo's doing.
Walter.
Hey, you guys have been saying this before. Parsons does this too. It's 75% of these players. If you even say, hey, your shoe's untied, they trip out and say everybody's against him. Yeah. It's just crazy. And the guy who called earlier and said Tavai was a top 10 linebacker last year, that was like deaf comedy jam humor. That was just Belichick and them guys having him in the right place. It's like, I just, When these dudes do that, it takes away. I'm a fan, too. If I sit out there in the rain all day for that product, and I love the Pats, just like you guys. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. And for them, it's unreal. It's like for them to even go the blowback. They should just take it and keep it moving.
All right. Well, listen, you can decide for yourself whether it is much ado about nothing, as a caller named Dave recommended. When you hear it as a rare content replay coming up at 9, we'll listen to the whole thing.
All right.
And get to that after we get to our new feature, The Jackson 5. Hmm. Jackson is very excited about
it. I like
this.
The name of it, too. That's a catchy name.
That was a Greg Hill production.
He's been asking me if he could have a feature, and I'm acquiescing.
Yeah. I'm guessing there's five things out there.
There is. That's a good guess, Wiggy.
And five's Jackson's favorite number, we found out yesterday. After Greg was spitballing with him about Jackson 5.
All right.
You know,
that's his favorite number.
Yep, that's his favorite number.
All right. So the Jackson 5. Which is not surprisingly bodies that are buried somewhere around Massachusetts. The Jackson 5 is coming up next. It is the final Patriots Friday of this long and trying season. And coming up, we'll give you a rare content replay on Jelani Tavai, who was on this show during the 7 o'clock hour, said some interesting things. We will not be at Gillette Stadium on Monday because Patriots Monday has ended. So we will find out, I guess, Monday or at some point, the fate of Jerod Mayo, depending on what happens on Sunday.
Do you read into that at all or no? Because Bill never did it after.
Bill never did it anyway. And so, it is.
But let me just say on behalf of all Patriots Mondays and Fridays, hip, hip, hooray.
Get Jackson in here. Jackson has been asking me forever if he could have a segment on the show. And so he came up while I was away. He came up with this one. I think we have an intro for this. Do we have an intro for this? Go ahead, Sean.
Greg Hill Show presents The Jackson 5.
All right. I want to use Jackson 5 music.
Yeah.
That's just me.
That was off.
Yeah. That's what I was hoping for. I was like, I wonder what
kind
song.
Kind of a layup.
I wonder what song Shime's going to use from the Jackson
5.
No, it wasn't Shime. It's a great intro. Great intro. I would have thrown the Jackson 5.
He has long COVID.
It's kind of the idea. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
How was your holidays?
My holidays was quiet because my fiance and I were both sick, so we didn't want to get anybody sick. So
why did you fall in the shower?
Yeah, what happened when you fell over in the...
On Christmas Eve, I had a really bad backache. And I took one of those giant ibuprofens and a painkiller I had left over from a dental.
Painkiller, the drink, or
a painkiller.
You're supposed to flush those down.
Yeah, I should have probably flushed it. But and so I got all woozy in the shower, and I fell twice.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Jackson.
Hold on. Are you going to show us?
Yeah. Oh, he's bruised up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta be careful.
What did you wash the pills down with?
Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Geez. Yeah, that's
crazy. Oh, my gosh.
Now, did the missus come in and rescue you?
You know what? She didn't, and I was a little bit perturbed by that.
Yeah.
She heard you fall?
She didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I did call for her, but she didn't hear me.
She didn't hear you. Okay, now, your idea for this segment is 5 questions.
Yes.
Of particular note based on what?
Sports, topical news.
Okay, just random 5 questions that you've selected. And you ask all of us, and then we come. Are they trivia or
it's
like
true or false?
True or false?
Yes, true or false? Yeah,
true or false? And we do we come to a consensus on that?
Absolutely,
here?
Yeah, sure. Okay. You can team up or individually.
Okay. Oh, we could team up as a group, I guess. All right, I am ready.
All right,
with question number 1.
All right, let's go. So, Brendan Schooler, he was selected for the Pro Bowl.
Yes,
first ever guy named Brendan to be selected for the Pro Bowl. True or false?
It's got to be true. It's got to be true.
Hold on. Brendan or Brandon?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Brendan.
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 It's got to be true.
I mean, very popular name, though.
Agreed, but that's why it's so crazy for him Brendan. To put it on there.
I'm going to say that's false. What do you guys want to say?
I'm saying that is false as well.
You think it's false? We're going to go with false?
Brendan.
Curtis, what do you want to go with?
I'm going to go with true because it's too crazy.
Yeah, it's too crazy.
I'll go with true. Brendan.
What's the answer?
So it's kind of a half and half deal,
okay.
Which I find incredibly interesting.
All right.
He spells it B-R-E-N-D-E-N.
Yes.
Okay.
The only other Brendan is Brendan Adebayo.
Okay.
Who spells it B-R-E-N-D-O-N.
Okay.
So it's true and false at the same time.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
This is pretty good. I like this, Chris.
Okay. All right.
This has promise, this bit. Go ahead.
True or false? These two albums came out 25 years ago in the year 2000. Eminem, the Marshall Mathers LP, and Hanson, This Time Around.
Oh.
25 polar years opposites ago, 2000.
There. Hanson and Eminem.
I would,
false.
I would say true.
I would say because what?
I think that's true.
Weren't the Hansons bigger?
The Hansons were bigger in like the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say false.
You say false?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
True. Same year.
True.
Wow.
Same year.
Oh, dang it. Wow. I love Eminem.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
All right. Jimmy Carter, man that just passed away.
Yeah.
First president to welcome a Super Bowl champion to the White House. True or false?
Wait a minute. He was in the 1970s.
I know the answer to this.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
He was the first president to ever welcome a Super Bowl champion. Well, the Super Bowl only began in the 60s.
Yeah, because wasn't it the
Chiefs? The first one was the
Packers. Bart Starr.
Right.
Okay.
And then number three, of course, was Joe Namath.
Yes.
I'm going to say that's what's the answer, Shyam?
I believe the answer is true.
Is that true?
True.
True. Right. He was.
Yes.
Really?
Pittsburgh Steelers and Pittsburgh Pirates that year.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
Ken's happy.
Very good.
True or false? North Carolina Tar Heels are called that because in the early days of their basketball program, they lined the visitor locker room with a thin layer of tar that would stick to the player's heels.
I hope that this is true, but I think that's false.
That's false.
Yeah, I would say false as well.
Is that false?
That is false, yes. It's called that because they produced a lot of tar and turpentine in the 1800s, and also it's a Civil War reference as well.
Oh, okay.
They fought like they had tar on their heels because they didn't back down.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
I think they lost in North Carolina.
Yes, they did, but apparently they were tough. True or false? Oh, wait, is this five or four?
This would be five,
okay.
I think.
Right. Well, I can go Celtics or pop culture.
You choose.
Whichever
I
one's
like
better.
Pop culture.
Pop culture, okay. Recently, Kristen Cavallari was on a podcast, and she said Morgan Wallen was bad in bed.
That is false.
False.
She said he is a great lover.
That's what she said.
Wow.
How do you know that?
I listened.
Nailed it.
She also said she's dating a guy who is a former athlete, just retired recently.
And said she's
40
a wag.
Years old and is a wag, yeah.
Really?
Well, when did she have time to, put Morgan Wallen. Wasn't she married to Jay Cutler?
Yes.
And then she went right to a young dude?
She's now swimming the open seas. They broke up. That's been over.
But I thought, just recently, Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
I understand. So she said that Morgan Wallen is a great lover.
Great lover.
Really?
Is that the one who throws furniture off the roof?
Yes, it is.
Yes, that is him. All right.
Wow, I like it.
Do you? I kind of like this. Yes. How do we feel
like
about the Jackson 5?
I always like the Jackson 5.
I always love Jackson.
Yeah, I got a little bit of sports in there.
A little bit of sports, a little bit of
turpentine.
You know, yeah.
What did you get the missus for Christmas?
I got her a, she likes tarot cards, so I got, a local artist does like these weird circular paintings that include like a bunch of little clues and stuff, so it has all the tarots incorporated in it.
Very nice, very thoughtful.
Yeah. Does she do like tarot readings?
She tries.
Is that the only gift, or?
And a SpongeBob onesie.
She
liked it. I don't know.
Comfy. Yeah. What'd she get you?
She got me guitar hangers and a glass chest set.
Ooh.
And a padded shower.
Yes, a shower chair.
Has she ever
I make a Krabby Patty now?
Has she ever read you?
Yes. Yes, she has.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Are your stars aligned?
I don't remember. It really doesn't interest me much.
But tarot, I don't think, is really stars,
I know.
Though.
I just...
I think you got to be careful. You flip over the wrong card.
Yeah, it's weird.
Jackson, thank you so
much.
You're welcome.
That is the Jackson 5.
Can we get some Jackson music next time? Jackson 5 music?
We'll have some Jackson 5 music. Yeah. This is Derek from Chicopee. Derek, what's up?
Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Same
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Yeah. Quickly, I won't take your guys' time too much. Jelante over there, goodbye, whatever his name
Jelani Tavai, yes.
Yeah. So that's what's wrong with this world now. He's a professional. It doesn't matter, doctor, police officer, whomever. You know, there's accountability. You have to put yourself on a higher pedestal. They get paid to get paid what they do to play a game. And that would never happen 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And it's just ridiculous.
Well, you will get to hear for yourself how that interview went next. So, Jelani Tavai, what he said about Patriots fans who were booing that team last week, what he said about fans that were chanting Fire Mayo, all of that coming up next in a rare content replay on The Greg Hill Show.